A legacy system is a computer system that is no longer available for purchase or is no longer supported by the manufacturer. A legacy system might just be a few years old, or it could be decades old. Some legacy systems may operate on, and even require, certain very old hardware which is no longer available. Others may only run on older operating systems and not be compatible with modern versions. Sometimes the manufacturer of a legacy system no longer exists, and in other cases the manufacturer has dropped support in favor of more recent products. This usually means updates and security fixes will not be available for the system, which can be a significant problem for organizations. Often organizations continue to use legacy systems because they are essential to their operation, and there is no easily available replacement. Replacing a legacy system with a new one may be cost prohibitive, and with very old software it may be extremely difficult to convert data from a legacy system to a new format. This might be made harder by a lack of knowledge of the system. The original designers of the system may have retired. Documentation may be absent, but documented changes may have been made since the original installation. If the system was written in an older programming language, it can be very difficult or expensive to find software developers who have the necessary skills to understand the program source code, or the source code may be unavailable. Finally, if a system works, an organization may not want to replace it. This is especially true if only problem with the legacy system is its age, which means it can perform all the desired functions. In this case, it is quite common to develop a new user interface which interacts with the legacy system behind the scenes, such as a web-based interface to replace a text-only command line interface. Nevertheless, legacy systems can cause problems for organizations. Older hardware and older operating systems require personnel with rare skills to support them, and these people are often more expensive to hire. A 2011 report suggests that the U.S. government spent 46% of its annual $36 billion IT budget on maintaining legacy systems.